感谢主赐给我这个机会来与大家分享主的话语。
May I invite you to turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
请大家打开哥林多前书第四章。
We'll be going through the verses you read earlier.
我们要看刚才我们所读的那段经文。
So sorry.
抱歉。
Now let me just give you a very brief context of the message today.
让我给大家一个很简短的这个介绍整个经文的上下文。
The Apostle Paul wrote 1 Corinthians to correct many errors in that church.
保罗写信给哥林多教会来纠正许多的错误。
And one of the main problems they had was division in the church.
在他们其中一个问题就是教会的分裂。
He told them that he heard from the household of Chloe that they were divided over leaders.
他们听见这个教会有这个领袖的这个纷争。
In verse 12 he says, Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ,Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul?
有的说我是属保罗，有的说我是属亚波罗，岂不是和你们世人一样？亚波罗算什么？保罗算什么？无非是只是照主所赐给他们个人的引导你们相信。我栽种的亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他增长。
This division, he says, is not good.
这个纷争是不对的。
And he told them,that the gospel of Jesus Christ is to bring us together, not divide us.
而神的福音是让我们合一，不是让我们分开。
And after that, he went on to help them have the right attitude toward Christian leaders.
而接下来他帮助他们要有一个正确对基督徒领袖的态度。
And this is where we come to chapter 4.
这就是我们来到第四章。
But I'd like to introduce you by a quotation given.
让来介绍大家一段的引文引用经文。
There are many preachers who quote this saying, "Everything rises or falls on leadership."
有一位就是说，每个事物的兴衰在于领袖。
This is true.
这是真的。
Because.You find that having good and wise leaders are vital to a country's well-being.
而对于这个国家的发展呢，有良善智慧的领袖是重要的。
This is also true of corporations and businesses.
对于这个企业生意的发展也是如此。
And of course, it is very true of churches as well.
这也是对教会也是一样真的。
And there are two extremes towards Christian leaders that God wants us to avoid.
而这有两种极端，神要我们避免对这个教会领袖。
Now by Christian leaders, I mean pastors and elders of the church.
针对这个教会领袖，我指的是教会的牧师和长老。
How should we treat these Christian leaders?
我们要如何对待这些基督徒领袖呢
？Paul says, "Don't deify them."
保罗说不要有的说不要崇拜牧师。
Neither Defy them.
也不要去打败牧师。
So you don't worship your leaders, neither do you try to hinder what they are doing.
你不要去崇拜，也不要去拦阻他们。
How should then we regard Christian leaders?
我们要如何来看待基督徒领袖呢
？Well, first of all, Paul tells us in this passage that Christian leaders are servants of Christ.
保罗首先告诉我们，这个基督徒领袖是基督的奴仆。
He says, "Let a man so account of us." The word "account" means regard. Regard us as of the ministers. The word "ministers" is servants of Christ.
就是保罗说，人当以我们为基督的执事。这个执事呢，就是基督的仆人。
And in the Greek, the word "ministers" is literally under rowers.
而在希腊文，这个执事的字义翻译是划桨奴。
In the early church, slavery was still present.
在早期教会这个奴隶制度是盛行的。
And many of these slaves are have to work as under rowers if they go out in a ship.
很多这些奴隶，只要他们在这个甲板船上面的时候，他们要做这个划桨奴。
So the word described the slaves who rowed the huge Roman galleys.
而这个是形容这个划桨奴的是，就是当时在罗马帆船的甲板。
Now today, of course, with modern technology, we don't need under rowers.
当然，现今的科技，我们不需要划桨奴。
We have very advanced engines and technology to navigate ships.
我们有很先进的科技来导航。
And so, in the past, in the ancient times, they used slaves to row these big ships.
在古时候的时候，他们需要这些奴隶来推动这个船只。
And you can imagine how hard life they have.
你可以想象他们的生活是多么的艰苦。
So this word, ministers or servants, stresses subordination to a superior.
而这个奴仆仆人呢，强调的就是对上司的服从。
The slaves are owned by their masters.
这个奴隶是属于上司他的主人的。
And they have to obey them absolutely.
他们需要完全的服从主人。
Otherwise, there will be consequences.
不然的话就会有这个后果。
So Christian leaders in that sense are servants of Christ.
基督徒领袖就是基督的仆奴仆。
The Lord is the master.
主呢就是我们的主人。
And Christians leaders are subordinate under the Lord Jesus Christ.
而基督徒领袖就是在基督以下。
And that reminds us that we are, as Christian leaders, they are not to come up with their own way of doing church, they have to follow what the master instruct in the Bible.
而这也是提醒基督徒领袖不是照自己的意思来行，乃是照主在圣经的话的意思来行。
So the application of this word is that Christian leaders should be accorded respect because of their master and position.
基督徒的领袖是因为主还有其地位呢而受到尊重。
Because they are servants of Christ.
因为他们是基督的仆人。
God's people must respect them.
神的子民要尊重他们。
Although they know they are under subordination to Christ.
虽然他们知道他们领袖也是在服在基督以下。
And because they are subordinate to Christ, we must not accord them the allegiance which belongs to God only.
因为他们是在基督以下，所以我们也不可以拥戴他们，好像拥戴基督一样。
So here there is a biblical balance.
所以这里就有一个属灵上面的一个平衡。
You don't worship Christian leaders.
你不崇拜基督徒领袖。
You don't defy them.
你也不打败不轻蔑他们。
But you respect them.
但是你尊重他们。
Because they are servants of Christ.
因为他们是基督的仆人。
But sometimes we may ask this question, what about Christian leaders whom we really find difficult to respect?
也许我们会问一个问题，就是那么那些难以令人尊敬的领袖如何呢？
I think this happens not just in church, but even in the outside world.
我相信不只是在教会中，在其他的地方也是一样。
Some of you may work under bosses or superiors that you find so difficult to respect.
你可能在工作上碰到一些上司是很难来尊重他们的。
How do you deal with that?
你要如何来对待呢？
If you are in the army and you meet an officer whom you cannot respect, what do you do as a soldier?
假如你是在军队中，你成为一个兵士，你碰到一个你觉得很难尊重的一个上司军官，你会如何呢？
Do you know I have someone who gave an answer to that?
有人给我一个答案。
He says, shoot the officer.
他们就是说去射击射那个领袖。
You'll be court martialed.
你就会带上这个
军事法庭。Isn't it? There'll be the consequence.
你要付上这个代价。
Defy your bosses and superiors.
你来打败你的上司。
You will be fired.
你会被开除。
There are consequences when, you know, we do not treat people who are our superior in the right way.
假如我们没有照这个好的态度来对待上司，就会面对这个。
So coming back to church leaders, what about church leaders whom I find really difficult to respect?
那么教会的领袖，我们觉得很难去尊重的，我们又尊重的又当如何呢？
Now, if the people of God elected them to leadership, and God ordained them to lead, respect them anyway.
假如神的百姓选他们为领袖，而神又确定他们，我们就要来尊重他们。
And there's one attitude which I want to share with you from the life of David.
而有一个态度，我愿意与大家分享的，就是大卫的生命。
We can take a leaf from him.Concerning his attitude towards King Saul.
我们可以从他的身上学习他对扫罗王的这个态度的身上来学习。
I'm sure you are all very familiar with the story of David and King Saul.
我相信大家都很熟悉扫罗王和大卫王。
God has rejected King Saul because of his disobedience.
神已经因为扫罗的不顺从而拒绝扫罗继续为王。
And he has sent Samuel the prophet to go anoint David as the next king.
而他差他的仆人撒母耳先知来高大卫为王。
And when Saul, when David, you know, defeated Goliath,
当大卫打败了这个哥利亚
，the people praise him.
人民称赞他。
And Saul envied and was jealous of him.
而扫罗很嫉妒而不高兴。
So the king sought to get rid of David.
而这个扫罗王要来除掉大卫。
David became like a prey, you know, where he went to hunt an animal.
这个大卫就成为好像一个猎物，被扫罗所追杀。
And on many occasions,
在许多时候
，Saul almost got him.
扫罗几乎抓到他。
But God protected David.
但是神保护了大卫。
And on a few occasions,
在其他的日子
，Saul's life was in danger.
而扫罗也面临危机。
And David had the chance to kill Saul.
大卫也有机会来杀掉扫罗。
He could have rationalized, well, God has already anointed me as the next king.
他可以这样推论说，神已经高我为下一个王。
And this is the chance to get rid of a king who is disobedient, who is doing the wrong things.
而这是一个机会，能够来除掉这个王又不顺从，又。
And his followers actually encouraged him to do that.
而大卫的跟随者也鼓励大卫如此做。
But David told them, "No, I cannot touch the Lord's anointed."
而大卫告诉他们说，我不可以来伤害这个大神的受膏者。
And that's an amazing humble attitude.
这是很奇妙的一个谦卑的态度。
Despite Saul's failure.David still regard him as the Lord's anointed.
看到扫罗虽有这些的失败，但是大卫还当他是神的受膏者。
And David's attitude is only God who puts a leader up can bring him down.
他的大卫的态度就是只有神能够兴起一个领袖，而使一个领袖来下台。
And he is willing to wait for God's timing.
而他愿意来等候神的时间。
Well, my father, when he was living, used to tell us this.
我的父亲曾经告诉我说,
There are a lot of times where my brothers quarrel and fight with each other.
有的时候我的兄弟在吵架了，相争。
And then one of the eldest brother treated the younger one in a very bad way.
而大的欺负小的。
And my dad got so angry.
我的父亲很生气。
And he says to him,
就告诉他,
Can I say in Hokkien?
你讲福建吧。
Okay, you interpret.
Okay.
Because this is how he said it. He says, 怕狗爱看主人。
哦，他说打狗要看主人面。
So he was telling my eldest brother, Wait, you treat your younger brother, right? You got to give me respect or not?
他说你对待你的弟弟这样，你有没有尊重你这位父亲？
So what he's saying is that, well, before you take those actions, you shall consult me, right?
他说你要采取行动之前先来征求我的意见。
So this is the attitude we ought to have like David.
这就是我们应该有的这样的态度，像大卫一样。
But having said that, I think there's a caution for Christian leaders.
但这样说，我们也对基督徒领袖一个警告。
Christian leaders must refrain from presenting themselves as if they have the corner of the truth, all the gifts, or exclusive authority.
基督徒领袖也要小心，就是不要以为自己拥有一切的真理、恩赐和权柄。
Christian leaders must not play God.
基督徒领袖不可以扮演神。
Because we are not.
因为我们不是神。
So we do not have everything right.
我们不是自以为一切都是对的。
We must have an attitude of humility that we sometimes may be wrong.
我们必须有一个谦卑的态度，就是说我们有时候也会错。
Secondly, Paul says, treat Christian leaders as stewards of God.
接下来保罗说，基督徒当基督徒领袖为神的管家。
In verse 1, he continues and says, let a man so regard of us as not only ministers of Christ, but also what? Stewards of the mysteries of God.
在第一节《哥林多前书》四章一节说，人应当以我们为基督的执事，为神奥秘事的管家。
The word steward means ruler of household or manager.
而这个管家就是说管工和管理人的意思。
And sometimes very capable slaves are promoted to be a steward, a ruler of a household where he has the other slaves under him.
一个很有领导能力的奴隶可能会被提升为管理其余的能力、奴隶的人。
A very good example is Joseph.
一个很好的例子就是约瑟。
In the Old Testament.
在旧约中。
How he was a slave to the household of Potiphar.
他曾经是这个波提法的家中的一个奴隶。
But Potiphar entrusted the rule of the whole household to him.
但是波提法把整个家中的大小事务都交托于约瑟。
And Christian leaders are stewards of God.
而基督徒领袖就是神的管家。
The household of God's people in the church belong to Jesus Christ.
而神的家是属于耶稣基督的。
He entrusts the overseeing, the ruling of the church to Christian leaders.
而他把这个教会的一切的事物都交托于这个基督徒领袖。
So we are his stewards.
我们就是他的管家。
And as stewards of God, the stewards was accountable to his master.
而这个神的管家他向神交账。
And remember, putting the steward in charge of the household brings with it great authority.And heavy responsibility.
而当神的领袖，神的家中的领袖管理这个神的教会的时候，他有这个很重大的权力和责任。
And I hope you and I do not envy people in authority.
我希望你们不要太羡慕，就是在上掌权的。
Because the responsibility is heavy and also awesome.
而他其中的这个责任是非常的重大的。
The bigger your organization, the greater your responsibility.
越大的这个机构的责任也越大。
And for Christian leaders, we are accountable to the Lord Jesus Christ.
而基督徒领袖要向神来交账。
Now the mysteries of God that Paul mentioned here, the word mystery means truth hidden in the past, but they are now revealed.
而这个奥秘室的管家的奥秘室呢，是讲到过去隐藏但是现在已经显露的真理。
And this mystery has to do with the gospel, the content of the mystery.
而这个奥秘室呢，就是福音的内容。
He talks about the gospel right at chapter 1 of 1 Corinthians.
而保罗在哥林多前书第一章就已经提到这个福音。
In verse 18 he says, the message of the cross is the wisdom and power of GodTo those who believe.
而这个一章十八节来说，因为十字架的道理，在灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
And this is the mystery entrusted to the leaders of the church.
而这就是神交付于神基督徒领袖的一个责任。
So it is our responsibility to keep the gospel pure.
而这个基督徒领袖的责任就是要保持福音的纯正。
The gospel must never be watered down.
而这个福音不会被这个减少内容。
We must not add anything to appeal to people.
我们不需要加一些东西来讨人的喜悦。
We must preach the gospel as it is revealed in Scripture.
我们要传福音是照着神在他的话语里面所启示的这个福音真理。
And Paul tells us that the gospel will definitely offend.
而保罗也说这个福音呢肯定会使到人来被人误导。
When the gospel of Christ is preached, it divides people into two groups.
当神的福音传扬的时候呢，会把人分成两派。
One group is those who believe, and they will consider the gospel the power and wisdom of God.
而一派的就觉得他们是相信的，他们会认为福音是神的大能。
The other group will reject, and they will treat it as a stumbling block, as foolishness.
另外一组人就会觉得他们会拒绝，他们认为这个是绊脚石。
And Paul in 1 Corinthians 15, at the last chapter, he gives us a summary, the gist of the gospel.
而这个保罗在这个哥林多后前书第十五章有讲到这个福音的这个主要的内容。
Simply put, he says the gospel is what? About that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture, and that he was buried, and he rose again on the third day according to the scripture.
就是保罗在哥林多前书第十五章第三节说，我当日所领受传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了。
The gospel means good news.
福音就是好消息。
And it is good news for us who are sinners who cannot save ourselves.
对于我们这罪人不能够救自己的是好消息。
But Christ came to pay the penalty for our sins.
而基督来就是为我们的罪付上这个代价
so that we can have our sins forgiven and be reconciled to God.
使我们的罪得到赦免，使我们能够与神和好。
And we thank God for this mystery entrusted to the church.
我们感谢主将这个奥秘交托于教会。
Now I want to address a bit about leaders and believers.
现在我要谈到就是领袖和信徒。
Paul says that Christian leaders are servants and stewards of Christ.
保罗说基督徒领袖是主的这个管家。
Entrusted with the gospel.
被托付于这个福音。
But I think all Christians are also servants and stewards of Christ, entrusted with the gospel.
我相信每一个信徒都被神所托付这个福音来传扬福音。
So the Great Commission is not only for pastors and elders and leaders of the church.
而这个福音的大使命不是只是给教会的领袖、牧师、长老们。
That Great Commission is for all of us.
这个大使命是给所有相信耶稣基督的人。
However, there's a difference.
而这里有一个程度上的不同。
And let me qualify by saying this.
让我这样说。
The difference is a matter of degree.
这个不同呢，是在程度上的不同。
What I mean is, what is required of all believers is peculiarly required of leaders of believers.
而对于信徒所要需要的这个标准是更加加。这个要求呢，越发要求在领袖的身上。
In the same way, you know, in let's say in an army.
例如在军队中
，discipline, obedience, etc. are required of soldiers.
在对这个士兵们呢，他的这个要求是顺从等等，服从命令。
Is it required of just the officers?
是不是只是要求这个军队的军官呢？
No, it's for all soldiers.
是要求全部的士兵们都服从。
But the leaders of soldiers must set the example.
而这个军队的领袖、军官呢，必须要立下这个榜样。
they hold a greater accountability to God.
他们要有这个更大的这个责任要去来交账。
So don't mistaken that I'm saying that you who are not leaders of the church are not servants and stewards of Christ.
不要误会说，你不是教会的领袖，就不是基督的这个仆人和管家。
Now, having stated that the Christian leaders are servants and stewards of God, Paul makes some application in that passage.
保罗在讲了基督徒领袖是神的管家和神的仆人，保罗也采取了一些应用的原则。
Firstly, he says Christian leaders must prove faithful to their master.
首先他说基督徒领袖必须被证实是对主忠心。
Verse 2,
在第二节。
Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful.
所要求于管家的呢，就是要他有忠心。
So God's measure of success is not numbers, buildings, or great oratory, but faithfulness to the gospel.
神对这个成功的衡量不是在乎数量、建筑物或者是口才，乃是忠心的传扬福音。
The responsibility of the steward is to be faithful to his master.
而这个基督徒领袖的责任就是对主忠心。
He may not please some of the other servants, but if he pleases his master, he is a good steward.
他不需要讨其他的人的喜悦，乃是要讨主的喜悦。
If he pleases all the other servants of the household, he does not please the master, he's not a good steward.
只要他讨其他人的这个喜悦，却不讨主的喜悦，他不是主的这个管家。
So we need to see ourselves in that light.
我们必须要以这样的亮光来看。
Secondly, leaders are not, servants of Christ must not see themselves winning popularity contests.
而基督的仆人呢，是不应该来赢取这个名声。
So the main issue is not is Paul popular or is Apollos a better preacher.
而不是说保罗他是因此而很有名，就是一个很好的传道人。
The main issue is have Paul, Apollos, and Peter been faithful to do the work that God assigned to each of them.
而问题是在于保罗、亚波罗，他是否是忠心的传扬神所托付给他们的福音呢？
We all have our limitations.
我们每个人都有自己的限制。
We all have our weaknesses.
我们每个人都有自己的软弱。
But God has also given us some strengths.
但神也给我们一些力量。
And He also has given us some gifts and talents.
还也给我们一些恩赐与才干。
And in this area, we may be different.
在这方面我们可能不同。
You see, but we are to serve to the best of our ability.
但是我们尽我们所能的来服事。
And that is what Paul means when he says in verse 3.
这就是保罗第三节所说的。
He says, but with me it is a very small thing that I should be judge of you or of men's judgment.
他说我被你们论断或被别人论断，我都以为极小的事。
Excuse me. When I say popularity contest, what I'm trying to refer to is that there's a danger that we must refrain from doing.
到讲到这个名声的时候呢，我们要小心的一点就是，我们要禁止怕有这个危险的存在。
This is something for both Christian leaders as well as members of the church.
这对基督徒领袖和基督徒都是一样的。
And that is comparing.
就是来比较。
And you and I know that comparing hurts people.
你我都知道人比人气死人。
Start with your own family.
从你的家庭开始。
If you have several children.
你有几个孩子。
Or let's say just two.
两个就好。
And you're always comparing them.
你常常比较他们。
Do you think they like it?
你认为他们喜欢吗？
Or you compare them with somebody else's children.
或者把你的孩子与其他人的孩子比较。
They bring back their results at the end of the year.
他们在年尾带回他们的成绩单。
And they got 90 out of 100.
他们有90分有得90分。
Instead of praising them,
你没有鼓励他们。
You say, 哎呀 why 90 only? My neighbor, you know, so and so, the son got 100 upon 100.
他说，你说可能说，为什么只是90分？你看我们的邻居的孩子100分。
What will that do to your child?
那对你的孩子有什么影响？
And the same principle goes.
而同样的原则也是这样。
We all have different gifts that God gives to us.
我们每个人都有神所赐不同的恩赐。
So in that sense, when we compare people, we are not comparing apple with apple.
当我们跟人来比较的时候，我们不是比苹果对苹果来比较。
Because some of us are apples, some are oranges, some are mangoes, some are other talents.
因为我们不是每个人都是苹果，有的是橙，有的是芒果，或者是榴莲。
And our temperaments are also different, right?
我们的这个个性都不一样。
Some of us are very cool and calm.
有的人是很冷静，很平和。
You have a very dangerous thing happen, maybe a bomb in Paris.
可能你会有一个很危险的事情发生，有恐怖分子的炸弹。
And there you are in the midst.Very steady and cool.
有的有一个人在当中是很平和、很稳。
But there may be majority there that start to panic and run.
但是大部分的人都很慌张，要逃跑了。
And I think a very good example close by is this. I think Brother Yo has a very good voice.
在这个弟兄他有一个好的嗓子。
When he was singing just now, I say, "Wow, sounds like an angel. Such an angelic voice."
当他在唱的时候，觉得好像是天使在唱。
So don't compare.
不要来比较。
God gives us different gifts.
神给每个人不同的恩赐。
And Paul addresses this, you know, in this passage here.
保罗也在这个经文来这样比较，这样说。
Look at verse. Where am I now? Verse 6 and 7.
我们看第六和第七节。
And these things, brethren, I have in a figure transferred to myself and to Apollos for your sakes, that ye might learn in us not to think of men above that which is written, that no one of you be puffed up for one against another.
弟兄们，我为你们的缘故拿这些事转比自己和亚波罗，叫你们知道效法我们不可过于圣经所记，免得你们自高自大，贵重这个，轻看那个。
And then in verse 7, he says, Who make you to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou did not receive? If you have received it, why do you glory as if you have not received it?
使你与人不同的是谁呢？你有什么不是领受的？若是领受的，为何自夸，仿佛不是领受的呢？
So, brothers and sisters, don't compare yourself with another brother or sister.
弟兄姐妹们，我们不要以自己和其他弟兄姐妹来比较。
God give you different gifts, serve in that capacity.
神给我们不同的恩赐，我们就照那个恩赐来服事。
I better move on.
我要继续讲。
Where am I now? There's only one person whose well done means anything. Paul says.
保罗说，那一位称说你做得好的那个是在那个是有价值的。
And he says the approval or disapproval of the church.Is ultimately not significant to him.
而别人的肯定或否定呢，不是最主要的。
Now here, please remember, he is not talking about right and wrong thing, moral and immoral things,
他在这里不是讲了道德对与错的这个分别。
When it comes to right and wrong, moral and immoral things, the Bible is quite clear.
当他讲到这个对与错、道德与不道德的，圣经是非常的清楚的。
No Christian leaders is above God's law.
没有一个基督徒领袖是在这个律法之外的。
If they have committed wrong and sin, they must face the consequences.
假如他们犯错、犯法或者犯罪的话，他们必须面对这个后果。
And so we are not talking about right and wrong.
我们不是讲了对与错。
We are talking about different temperament, different style of work, and different gifts.
我们是讲了不同的个性、不同的作风，还有不同的恩赐。
And God will judge us based on what He has given to us.
神会按他所给我们的来审判我们。
And so Paul went on to say, your own estimate, even his own estimate of his service is not important.
甚至保罗也不论断自己。
Look at verse 3 and 4.
在第三、第四节。
He says, With me it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you or of men's judgment. Yea, I judge not my own self.
第三节说，我被你们论断或被别人论断，我都以为极小的事物，连我自己也不论断自己。
And then in verse 4 he says, For I know nothing by myself. By that he means that he is not conscious of any wrong thing he has done. Okay? I know nothing by myself, yet I am not hereby justified. But he that judges me is the Lord.
他说我虽这是第四节他说我虽不觉得自己有错也却也不能因此得以称义但判断我的乃是主。
So he says, judge nothing before the time.
就是时候未到。
In verse 5.
对所以第五节说时候未到不要论断。
And leave the ultimate judgment or evaluation of anyone's service to Christ.
我们要将一切的评估或者是判断都交托于主。
What does God think of me? What does God think of my ministry and service? That is the important question.
神看我的这个事工，神对我的评价才是最主要的。
Your own estimate of your service is really not important.
我们对自己的评价不是最主要。
Neither is your estimate of Christian leaders' performance.
也不是我们对其他人的评价也不是最主要的。
Well, I'd repeat this slide again. Sorry, yeah? Let's move on. Number 4. Followers must refrain from standing in judgment over their leaders.
所以这个信徒呢要 禁止呢来论断领袖。
It is important for the church to see their leaders as ultimately accountable to the Lord Christ. And therefore,to avoid judging them as if the church were the ultimate arbiter of pastoral success.
而最重要的基督徒就是要认为呢，领袖是要交向神来交账，而交托这些的结果在于神。
And please do not misunderstand Paul. Paul is not being arrogant here.
保罗不是在这里很骄傲的说。
He is not also abolishing all functions of judgment in the church.
他也不是在排除一切的这个判断教会的判断。
So I want to consider in closing to judge or not to judge.
所以我要在这里想的是要论断或者是不要论断。
Well, on the one hand, some of you may say, well, Jesus say, judge not that ye be not judged.
一方面有的人说耶稣基督讲不要论断人免得我们被论断。
So you say, I agree with you, those who follow Christian leaders must not stand in judgment over them.
跟随这个基督的都不要来论断人。
But do you know that Jesus also said this?
你是否也知道耶稣基督也另外一方面也说
He says, judge not according to appearance, but judge righteous judgment.
耶稣基督在约翰福音七章二十四节说不可按外貌断定是非乃要按总要按公平断定是非
Now he seems to contradict himself
他似乎在自我的矛盾
But it's not a contradiction
这不是自我的矛盾
Because when he says judge not that ye be not judged he is giving prohibition to judge directing at self-righteous people like the Pharisees
耶稣基督所讲的不可论断呢，是指着那些自以为义的人呢，不要这样的去论断人。
He is against harsh, hypercritical judgment.
他是阻止这样自以为义的人来论断人。
But when he says judge righteous judgment,
但是他说按公义来判断。
We are reminded that we.Are not God.
我们要知道我们不是神。
And there are many things we do not know, especially the end of the story.
很多时候事情没到结尾，我们不知道事情的发展。
Sometimes some people come and tell you one thing.
有些人告诉你一件事。
And if you only hear one side of the story,
你只听一边的故事。
How can you really tell whether it's true or not?
你怎么能够判断是真或者是假呢？
Sometimes you hear two sides of the story.
也许我们听到两边的故事。
And you wonder who is correct, who is telling the truth.
我们在讲到底谁是讲真话。
Who should I believe?
我们要怎么回应呢？
So this shows us that we do not know, you know, the motives of the people.
这告诉我们，我们不能够洞察别人的动机。
But God knows our heart.
但是神知道我们的心。
And He will make the right judgments.
而他会做出正确的判断。
So we do not know the end of the story. We do not know the motives of the people we are judging.
我们不知道故事的结尾，我们不知道人的动机。
But God will bring to light what is hidden in darkness. He will expose the motives of men's hearts.
但是呢，神会照出其中的这个黑暗中的隐情，显明人心的意念。
And this is a prerogative reserved for Him alone.
而这个权柄是在于神来审判。
So Paul says, ultimately, Christian leaders are accountable to God.
而最后保罗说，这个基督徒领袖是要向神交账。
Leave the judgment to Him.
我们把这个判断交付于神。
And I want you to notice how the passage ends in verse 7.
我们来看这个经文的结束，在第七节是怎么说
？It's very remarkable.
是很特别的。
You would think that Paul would end by saying.
也许我们以为保罗会这样说。
In verse 5, sorry.
在第五节说。
That God will bring, will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. Then every man should have.Reprimand from God.
而保罗在第五节说，只等主来，他要照住暗中的隐情，显明人心的意念。那时个人要从神那里得着称赞。
It's not reprimand, it's 称赞 praise from God.
是从神那里得称赞，不是得责备。
You know that tells me that God judged less harshly than many of us.
而神的审判可能比人的这个审判更轻。
So don't be a self-appointed judge of God's people, especially His servants and stewards.
所以不要自立为审判者，对这个基督徒领袖或者是对基督徒的。
So in closing, let me remind you of two attitudes to avoid.
所以结尾我们要来避免两种态度。
Don't deify Christian leaders, neither defy them.
不要崇拜牧师或者是打败牧师。
The Bible says, obey them that have the rule over you, for they watch your souls.
圣经说，你们要依从那些引导你们的，并要顺服，因为他们是你灵魂的时刻的警醒。
Treat them with respect, for they are the Lord's servants and stewards.
尊重他们，因为他们是主的仆人和管家。
And I think one guiding principle is follow them.As they follow Christ.
我们要效法他们，如同他们效法主。
I said we are not perfect, we have our weaknesses.
我要说我们都不是完全，我们都有自己的软弱。
Sometimes Christian leaders may not display an attitude that is Christ-like.
可能基督徒领袖没有像基督那样的态度。
In moments of their weakness.
在他们的软弱的那一刻。
Don't follow that attitude.
不要盲目的跟随。
Follow them only as they what? Follow Christ.
我们只能跟随他们有跟随主的那些脚踪。
May God help each of us.
愿神帮助我们每一位。
Thank you for your kind attention. Let us pray.
谢谢你们的专注，我们一起祷告。